You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Two words can mean the difference between life and death if you're blasting into space. Those words, combustion instability. That makes rocket engines blow up. And if we're going to get to Mars, if we're going to keep exploring outer space, we need to have rocket engines to safely get us off the ground without exploding. Researchers from the University of Michigan, Purdue, and MIT are working to solve this engineering challenge. And one of the researchers is here with us now. Karthik Doraisamy is a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Michigan, where he directs the new Center of Excellence on Rocket Combustor Dynamics. And Karthik, your team just won a $4.2 million grant from the Air Force to do what exactly?
I'm an expert in running computational simulations of very complex problems. And the designers can use these computational simulations rather than physical tests to evaluate their number of designs. In this case, I'm looking at the problem of rocket combustor instabilities, as you mentioned. If you take a rocket, it's an incredibly complex device. It packs into it an incredible amount of energy. So if you think about the moon rocket, to give you some perspective, the rocket that put men on the moon, at the time of takeoff, it used about 6 times more power than the entire state of Michigan. And all of that is packed inside that relatively small device. When you have so much energy being packed in such a small device and for short amounts of time, then the design of these systems becomes incredibly difficult. Traditionally, design has been done using trial and error. You design something, you build something, you test something, it blows up, right? And then you keep tweaking. And from the days of Apollo to even now, we still, even though our understanding of the problem has improved, we are still like on a trial and error basis. What we want to do is instead of having the designers design, build, and test and blow up things, we want to be able to simulate these systems on a computer so that they can virtually test them.
So that's what your team is working on. Let's do this simulating it, not the actual losing an expensive rocket on a launch pad and risking everything and costing a lot of money.
Exactly. It takes a lot of time and money to develop these systems, and we want to reduce that. In the end, testing and designing testing is still irreplaceable, but instead of that taking many, many years, like tens of years, we want to reduce that design time to a few years. So instead of running 20 tests or 50 tests, we want them to get away with 3 or 4 physical tests and many, many simulations.
So you're basically using mathematics.
Exactly, right?
It's stunning.
Yes, yeah.
What's the problem with the rocket technology that we have now where you get this combustion instability? What's happening inside that engine?
Yeah, if you think about a rocket, what we have is a fast-moving stream of air or oxidizer mixing with fuel. When this fuel and oxidizer mix, you have combustion or you have a flame. But because this flame is inside the rocket rather than outside it, it generates oscillations. Because the interaction of the flow with the flame generates these very large pressure oscillations. And these oscillations can either grow or they can decay, depending on the design. And, of course, if they grow unboundedly, they can blow up the entire engine. This is called combustion instability.
And this is something that really has been a challenge from the beginning of the space program.
Absolutely. It's been a challenge since Apollo, and every time we design new rockets, right now, for instance, when SpaceX designs a new engine or Blue Origin or the Air Force, it is still a problem. And that is something that we qualitatively know what is happening, but quantitatively not so much. Imagine, so each of these rockets carries like hundreds of tons of payload, and they are sitting on the ground at rest, and you need to be able to accelerate that to escape velocity, right? So that's an incredible amount of energy. So that's the main challenge here.
Where are you in the research? People will wonder, how far off are we from having, I guess, can we call them comparatively safe rocket engines?
Well, I mean, in the end, we always have something that is safe. Like all of our rockets are more or less safe. But the process of getting from a design on paper to something that actually flies safely takes a long, long time and a lot of money. So we sort of know how to get there, but it takes a long time. I'm not a rocket designer, but I'm a computational scientist. So what I do is enable rocket designers to realize their designs faster. That's the goal.
When you think of what tools you have with your computer and all of that compared to the early designers in the 50s and 60s who probably just had slide rules.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because even though we have computers that are maybe a billion or trillion times faster than back in the Apollo days, the way rocket designers go about their jobs has not changed much. Because with the current technology, even if you go to the fastest supercomputer in the world and run one of these simulations, it's going to take many years to run one simulation or one design. What the Air Force wants us to do is to reduce the simulation time without losing accuracy. So this, in typical computational science terms, is called reduced order modeling. How do you take very complex simulations and data and reduce them to something that is much simpler to compute? Much simpler meaning you can do it in a smaller supercomputer like the one we have in Michigan in about a matter of a week, instead of many, many years on the largest supercomputer in the world. That's where we come in.
And you're giving us a real window into all of the work that the public doesn't think about, the brain power that goes into getting something launched and into space.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is not just in rocket science. If you take at Michigan, we have experts doing computational simulations of many different phenomena like climate, weather prediction. We have people doing blood flow simulations. In all of these problems, we have very complex real-world problems for which we write a set of equations, and then we solve them on a computer, hopefully in a reasonable amount of time with a reasonable amount of cost, because powering the largest computer in the world also takes a lot of time and money.
Would you go into space if you had the chance?
I would. I absolutely would. Maybe not on the rocket that I design, according to my wife, but no, ultimately I definitely like to do that.
Giving us an idea of the kind of research that goes into making space travel happen. Karthik Duraisamy, who is a professor of aerospace engineering at U of M and director of the new Center of Excellence on Rocket Combustor Dynamics. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.